All right, happy Friday. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk here. I'm Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. As we do the old round and third heading for home, here he is back by popular demand, Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist.
Can you help me out for a second, Mick?
Okay.
Okay, I've really just had like a rough week personally.
Yes.
I mixed up my wife's birthday and our anniversary.
Uh-oh.
So, which it's understandable because, okay, if I'll get this right now, yesterday was our anniversary.
Well, happy anniversary belated there. On the dozenth day of December, you got married on 12-12?
12-12.
Oh.
Yep, 12-12, which should be easy to remember.
And her birthday is?
Today.
Oh.
Right, yeah, so that's the struggle.
You're one of the lucky guys because you only got to get one present and say happy anniversary and birthday. Does it work that
way? Okay, I'll just come clean. Okay, now the other one I should mention is my dad's birthday tomorrow. Happy 75th to my dad and his twin sister, Lorraine Piazza and Napoleon. Happy birthday.
Lorraine and Larry.
Yep, Lorraine and Larry are both 75 tomorrow. So I'm going to get the bases covered. But so what happened with my wife is in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I'll, get that birthday card out there and, on Thursday morning and I'll be covered.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Thursday afternoon, I'll get that anniversary card all taken care of and I'll be taken. Well, so I put out a birthday card early in the morning and my son wakes up and he sees it there and he's like, oh man, dad screwed up. So he took it and he hid it.
Mm-hmm.
So mom wouldn't find out that dad screwed up.
Uh-oh.
So here it is and I'm like, hey, did you get your card, honey? And she's like, no, I didn't get a card. I said, well, I put it out on your computer. No, it's not there. I said, well, maybe it's on the stove. No, it's not there. I look in my office and my son wrote a note, dad, you got the wrong day mixed up, so I took the card and I put it in your office so you're clear. And I'm like, no. So now she thinks I forgot everything completely, Mick.
So how was it sleeping on the couch last night?
Yeah, it was. Well, so in your decades of wedded bliss, how would you remedy something like that? Can you fix that, Mick?
There is no fix. Time heals all wounds, but it also wounds all heels.
You speak from experience. I see some wounds that have healed and some heels that need to be wounded again.
And it will happen. It's just inevitable. I mean, just guys' brains and apparently our hearts work differently than women's. I guess there is, we were worried about this back, from the 60s through the end of the 20th century. There's going to be very little difference between men and women.
Yeah. But
there is a lot of difference between men and women.
I think you're absolutely right. One of my friends said, well, what you need to really do is you just need to have like a stack of cards. And just, because once you get to the mid part of December, you're going to have this, then this, then this. And you just take a card and give her a hug and say, here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're covered, whether it's the birthday or anniversary. And I'm like, I don't know if just a mundane card is going to work out.
Probably not. Well, but it will get better.
Well, honestly. You helped me.
Okay.
You helped me to publicly acknowledge that I messed up. I'm sorry, honey. I love you. And happy birthday. I got it.
And an anniversary.
Belated anniversary. Yeah. Yep, indeed.
All right. Well, now, we always seem to make a tie between agriculture and the outdoors, but the fact that we talked about the men and women struggles in the relationships is a great introduction to a discussion on hunting.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, in more ways than one, Nick.
Yeah.
The hunter being the hunted, if you get into some coyote hunting, into some predator hunting, that's the reality of really what the predator hunter, the coyote hunter, puts themselves into. Now, there's ways. Some people prefer to go out and like the spot and stalk.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, when you have a blanket of snow like we have, whether you like it or not, there's a blanket of snow that's out there, and you've had cold temperatures, gets those critters a little bit hungry. The temperatures climb back up before they're going to drop again, so they know this is the time to go out and do a little bit of feeding. But wait, there's more. And a full moon.
Yeah. So that's what I was thinking this morning. So we've got Friday the 13th.
Oh, I
just had
about that.
A full moon. We've got a bunch of new snow on the ground. It's going to be easy to spot that black cat running across the road in front of you.
Yeah, no, you're right. And the black cat might be turning white if the snow and the wind keeps up. It might be frosted over. But for the, for the predator hunters, here's one of the things. Like, and I hear you kind of mention as well, Mick, is that you're just the delivery driver. You know, you're like Amazon or UPS or FedEx.
I just bring it.
You just bring it.
Yeah.
Whether people like what's coming at the end of it, you just bring it. And we from Game and Fish, we function in the reality as well. We're not going to blow smoke up anybody's kilt that our pheasant. I was thinking about this last night, Mick. Our pheasant season opened up like on October 12th this year. And that Friday and Saturday, interstates were closed. Mm-hmm. There was a nasty, horrible blizzard across much of North Dakota. And here we are 3 months later. And we got another snow event in some parts of our area. And we've had snow. It's going to get cold. For some people, for some deer, for some pheasants, we've already had 3 months of winter.
Yeah.
You know, matter of factly, whether you want to admit it or not.
From early October. Well, a full 60 days, but we're into the third month of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there goes my math.
Yeah.
I went October, November. I turned that into 3 months out of two. Boy. Yeah.
Well, no, but that's true. I mean,
it's been a long winter.
Already.
It's been a long winter. So sometimes what our message is, you know, you can wake up on Friday morning and your commute got a little bit dicey, you got a little bit of snow, and you hear that we're going to get cold over the weekend as well, and it's not going to change anything. And if you want to get out there, these are, quite honestly, just about as good a conditions for predator hunting as you could ask for, because, I mean, I know there's going to be some side roads that are going to be plugged up with some snow, but you can still relatively get around okay. Who knows what's going to happen in February? I mean, it might be even more snow. Hopefully it's not, but it might be even tougher to get around. And I am not a fur buyer. I'm a biologist, but I know fur buyers. And some of the best prime coyote fur is about a month old now, mm-hmm. where we had better fur in mid-November than mid-December.
Now, why is that? Because they were getting ready for winter, the hair was growing, it's fresh hair, or what?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. It's what they call the prime. Mm-hmm. You know, a pelt in the prime. And once it gets into that prime, then you're going the other direction where things just kind of start to lose just a little bit.
So it's not a function of temperature, it's a function of day length. The coyotes know winter's coming, they grow good hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Right. It's the same phenomena that you can see in the spring if the snow is all gone, or in the winter if the snow hasn't arrived yet. You can see jackrabbits that are white.
Yeah.
And you go, well, everything's brown around there. Why did they turn white? Because it's a lot of things in the wildlife, and the same thing in the, you know, for the livestock producers, that they function on the photo period, the shortening of the days. And shouldn't we be going the other direction pretty soon, Mick? Shouldn't the days start getting longer pretty soon?
In 2 weeks.
Hallelujah.
It's 11, 12 days till Christmas. Oh. And so, I mean, yes, I mean, in less than 2 weeks, the days will start getting longer.
How much longer?
Well, about a minute a day. But we'll get there.
Yeah, that's true.
They've been
true.
Getting shorter by a minute a day for 3 months. Well, for 6 months, actually.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, if I look at my kid's savings account and it's earning like 0.5%, at least it's not losing.
Yes.
So we'll be gaining a little bit of daylight in that. So the change in the color on the jackrabbits and the fur, the pelt on the fur changes biologically, mm-hmm. is what happens. The other side of that, one thing that I heard as we actually go into the last weekend of the muzzleloader season in North Dakota, if you've got a black powder tag, that tag is going to, you know, wind up invalid after Sunday if you haven't filled it. But a lot of the guys that were getting their deer from the deer gun season into the archery season, now into the muzzleloader season, were talking about, they were pretty fat deer. There was a lot of fat in there. That is not a function of the day length.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we talk about the physiological changes of fur and of hair, but, you know, same thing when people say, boy, I saw some muskrat huts, and they were certainly getting big and thick. And it's like, yeah, then the muskrats and the deer, they kind of know, what might be coming our way this winter, Mick.
Well, and so, but then the fat deer would be a function of rainfall.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of corn still out in the field.
Right.
Yeah, if the coyote hair is a function of day length and the jackrabbit's turning white, that's all a function of day length. The corn is still in the field is a function of rainfall.
And you're absolutely right. And that's one of the really fun things when we talk about the outdoors is, you know, when we talk about the migration, you know, people say, well, we had a nasty snowstorm and it pushed all the geese through. It helped kick them out, but the day length is kind of what establishes it. Mm-hmm. And when they lose their food source, when the snow covers it up, then they have no choice but to skedaddle on out of here. So there's, it's always so neat to look at it and go, yeah, and you know, it's similar to, you know, like a blizzard condition. It's not just the snow that's going to create blizzard conditions. It's not just the wind. It comes down to being a combination of different factors. And, you know, the wildlife world works the same way, Mick.
Interesting stuff. All right. So all this leading up to the point of the Coyote Catalog is now available.
Yeah, our Coyote Catalog is a virtual catalog. It's not a physical catalog. And basically through the
game.
Doesn't
come like the Seed Catalog or nope. The old Sears Roebuck Catalog.
Nope. In fact, we probably got generations that are going to go, what's a catalog?
Yeah.
I've heard of these catalog things, but so it's between the Game and Fish Department and the State Ag Department, where we kind of work in a way to connect the hunters that are interested in going out coyote hunting and the farmers and ranchers that maybe just want to get the coyote population thinned out. Maybe they have sheep. Maybe they, you know, they're cattle ranchers and they want to make sure that they can do what they can to thin that population. By no means is it going to solve all the problems of the rancher? And by no means is it going to provide every coyote hunter with this golden opportunity. But in this modern day and age, it's, you know, it's a tool. Mm-hmm. It's a tool in the toolbox to help give hunters a place to go and to help ranchers and landowners give them a tool to help reduce the coyote population, Mick.
Super duper. All righty. Well, we'll have more on the Coyote Catalog, hunting, and hey, maybe even ice fishing.
Sounds good, Mick.
Let's talk about it right after the break on a Friday afternoon here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. We'll be right back on Farm Talk.